Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, public radio's daily journal of the digital age.
Gearing up for a fight over internet control. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Art Hughes. Congress is rewriting the 1996 Telecom Act this year. The new provisions will reflect the quantum leaps in communications that have happened in the past 10 years. Internet watchdogs say the process will be no less than a struggle over control of the internet. The Consumers Union, the Consumer Federation of America, and Free Press launched an effort this month to counter what they say are efforts by large media corporations to limit access within the pipelines they control. In other words, Time Warner or Verizon could control what's available on cable or other high-speed connections they provide. Free Press's Timothy Carr says his organization enlisted 250,000 volunteers this week to fight this idea.
The future of all media is going towards the internet and your broadband connection. So you have people downloading video, you have people podcasting, you have people doing all sorts of things via their broadband internet connection. These companies want to profit from that. They don't like to see these activities occur on their pipes without them getting extra money. So in addition to charging you for access, they also want to charge a lot of the companies for use of their high-speed internet. So the problem with this is that you're creating an internet that is now that is no longer open, but allows these companies to discriminate who gets online, who gets to use their services, and at what speed. So the sort of innovations that we've seen over the last 10 years will be stifled by gatekeepers. Gatekeepers are these large companies that want to control the flow of information to benefit their bottom line. So they're implementing, or they're trying to implement, practices that run against this concept of network neutrality. And network neutrality means basically that the internet should be an open platform where people can plug into any content of their choice, they can search for any content of their choice, they can download any services or applications or use devices of their choosing. Now, what these large companies want to do now is control those choices so that you're limited to the services that they alone provide and profit from.
With companies already out there, MSN, AOL, Google, how neutral is the net now?
Well, at the moment, it remains neutral, although there have been isolated cases where the actual internet service providers have blocked access to content. There's a case in Canada where one of the second largest telecommunication company there blocked access to a website that was favorable to the telecommunications workers union because the company was in negotiation with that union and didn't want people accessing their site. So that's an example where the principles of network neutrality are being violated by the company that controls the pipes. So for the most part, we do have what's called a neutral network regime over the internet, but we are now in the process in the United States of rewriting legislation that could change all of that.
Timothy Carr with Free Press, a media issues lobby group. Companies such as Comcast say they have no intention of limiting access to internet sites. They say the internet is not well served by more regulations. This is Future Tense. I'm Art Hughes.